First Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Friend, you and I, as children of God, we have a living hope, all because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How about that? Well, happy Friday to you. It is Joey Kroll. It is not just any Friday, just not any day. It's a brand new day, brand new month. It's March already, March 1st, 2019. And I had to run over to one of the stores that I do my couponing at because my coupons expired at midnight tonight. So yesterday I was scrambling to get them all done and get them utilized and redeemed. That's a big deal. That is a big deal for a couponer. You do not let them go expire. That is like a dagger in the heart. But anyways, hey, Fred, it's the end of the week. You made it. Of course, looking forward to the weekend. I know I am. I don't know about you, but I know I am. Hey, coming up here in the next couple of days and weeks, lots of great events coming up on Saturday, March 9th, a week from tomorrow, Saturday, March the 9th, the Singing Men, along with the Great News Radio Children's Choir, will be at the WCIA Home and Garden Show at Lincoln Square on Saturday, March 9th at 3 p.m. They'll be performing. They'll be part of that. So come on out, support the Singing Men, but also support the Great News Radio Children's Choir as well. Also coming up here in a couple of weeks, the Collingsworth family will be in concert at Grace Church in Mahomet, 7 p.m. United Marriage Encounter Weekend taking place next month in April. So lots of great stuff coming up here in just the next several days, weeks, and months. I encourage you to take a look at our event calendar page, a great resource, greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. Lots of great stuff on there as well. And as we begin the month of March here at Great News Radio, would you consider linking arms with us and partnering with us for another month of ministry? I'll tell you what. We don't air commercials. We don't receive any government grants. We don't have a rich uncle anywhere, not that I know of, at least. I think if we do that well, it would be dry by now. So we really, we put our trust in the Lord, but we also depend on you to keep this radio ministry on the air. And your gift of $20, your gift of $150, your gift of $1,000 really does make a difference in the story that God is writing here at Great News Radio. You can give online if you feel led to do so. It's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. You can hit the button that says donate right there on the right-hand side of our website. Or if it's easier, you can just drop a check in the mail. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. P.O. Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Friend, thank you for partnering with us, and thank you for praying for this radio ministry as well. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to take a look at God's Word. There's no better place to look, by the way. And we're going to be talking about having a Christ-centered worldview. Coming up right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. yourself a wonderful Friday. It is Joey Kroll. Thanks so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today here on Great News Radio. And George Barna once said, the primary reason that people do not act like Jesus is because they do not think like Jesus. Behavior stems from what we think, our attitudes, beliefs, values, and opinions. Friend, you think that's true? The primary reason that people don't act like Jesus is because they do not think like Jesus. You know, having a biblical worldview is vitally important. Now, a worldview is the lens through which we see and look at the world. And at the center of our worldview are the ultimate beliefs that we hold. I mean, because what you believe about life, problems, situations, people, and everything in between will shape the way you see the world, including life and everyday activities. And having a biblical worldview is based on the truth of the Word of God. Because when you believe the Bible is entirely true, then you allow it to be the foundation of everything you say, everything you think, and everything you do. So today, we're going to talk about having a biblical worldview, and friend, that is so, so important. So if you have your Bible, if you're able to, turn to Romans chapter 12 today, Romans chapter 12, talking about having a biblical worldview. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So we see a couple of things here. We see here that God's word tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. See, under the Old Testament, God accepted the sacrifices of animals, but they were just a foreshadow of the ultimate sacrifice from the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And so what does it mean to be a living sacrifice today? It means that we say no to the desires of the flesh. We crucify our sinful desires. It means we say no when our flesh wants to say yes. You know what I'm talking about? A living sacrifice. We die daily. We pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow Jesus, right? We become a living sacrifice. When you choose not to gossip, you become a living sacrifice. When you choose not to give into that emotional or physical affair, you become a living sacrifice. So God's word not only tells us that we need to be a living sacrifice, but also verse 2 tells us not to be conformed to this world. Not to be conformed to this world. It warns us that the world system, the popular culture and manner of thinking, well, it's in rebelling against God, and it's trying to conform us to its ungodly pattern, and that process, my dear friend, needs to be resisted. Yeah, you remember seeing that movie back, I think it was in the 90s, that movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And the premise is Patrick Swayze's character gets killed off, and what happens after he dies, he becomes a ghost that wanders around his apartment and tries to interact with his wife, who's Demi Moore, and they and so it's a really sweet story. I mean, the storyline is really sweet. I mean, it's pretty creative, but biblically speaking, that's not what happens. And a lot of people in this world believe that when they die, they become a ghost in terms of they meander around the earth and they stay in the same clothes that they died in and they stay in the same house they died. You know what I'm saying? That's the world's way of thinking. And if we're not too careful, if we're going watching movies on neutral, that can conform the way we think. Wouldn't you agree? get our theology for movies, which can be a very dangerous thing for sure. But God's word says, do not be conformed. Do not be conformed to this world. So we see here God's word telling us we need to be a living sacrifice and do not conform to the ways of this world. So my question is, okay, how do we do that? How do we become a living sacrifice? How do we avoid conforming to the ways of this world? Well, God's word tells us right in verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world. Watch this. But be transformed by the renewal of your mind. For you to make yourself a living sacrifice, you need to change the way you think. For you avoiding to be conformed to the ways of this world, you need to change the way you think, your belief system, how you process things. In Luke chapter 6, verse 43, Jesus is talking about a good tree bears good fruit and a bad tree bears bad fruit. And he says in Luke chapter 6, verse 43, for no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its fruits. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from the bramble bush. Watch this, verse 45. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Did you catch that? One famous translation says, out of the overflow of your heart, the mouth speaks. So my question is, if what's inside comes out, what are you putting inside that comes out? See, if you put Gatorade inside a water gun and you press the button, what's going to come out? Gatorade, right? See, music has a way of conforming you if you let it. Movies have a way of conforming you if you let it. I remember watching The Karate Kid growing up. And after The Karate Kid movie ended, all of us would go, yeah, you know, pretend we're like the Karate Kid ourselves because we allowed that to influence us. And now we want to mimic that, right? Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. What's inside will come out. So my question is, what are you allowing inside your heart, inside your mind? What are you putting in your heart, dear friend? What are you allowing to entertain you? What you believe, what you think, your actions will follow. See, friend, the more you study His Word, read His Word, meditate on His Word, the more you spend time with the living Word, it changes what you believe. It changes the way you think. His thoughts over time will become your thoughts. What He loves, you begin to love. Again, the more you read, the more you meditate on His Word, the more you apply His Word, the more you will look more and more like Jesus. He says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, friend, what you believe matters. What you allow in your heart matters. What you allow to influence you matters. Friend, for you to be a living sacrifice, for you to avoid being conformed to this world, all you need to do is transform the way you think, what you believe. And how do you dictate that? How do you maneuver through that? Is when you dive into His Word and when you spend some time with the living Word, Jesus. Your worldview matters. If we are not grounded in the Word of God, then the world's messed up belief system will rub off on us. Friend, don't get your theology from the world. Get it from the Word of God.
I have a Maker. He formed my heart. was in his hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when
music from Paul Bolash, and He Knows My Name. I'll tell you what, aren't you glad that we serve and follow an intimate God? That He knows our name. He knows how many hairs we have on our head. We serve a God who wants to have a relationship with us. I love that. Hey, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today on Great News Radio on this first day of March already, 2019. And I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the weekend. Be sure to join me for a Sunday worship Sunday morning right here on Great News Radio. It's a program, if you're not too familiar, that really prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus. So spend some time with me Sunday morning for Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, just remember, as you're out and about, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.